IPSE SDA Media Network.
What is our topic for today? Name changer. Let us pray. Most kind and loving Heavenly Father, you have been so good to us. With you, we are everything. Without you, we are nothing. So we come to hear a word from you, O God. Hide me behind the cross and let your word go forth with clarity and power, all to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What's your name? What's in your name? Is there a meaning behind your name? I've grown up in a culture where seldomly do you first know the name of the person who is your friend. And that is because the legal name that the person carries is not the name that they generally, frequently, on a daily basis called by. For example, my name is Winston Churchill. That's my legal name. But many of my friends did not know that name. They all know me as Ezzy. And if perchance, as a youth, someone would visit the village that I'm from and ask for Winston Churchill, no one knows. But they say, Ezzy, oh, you talking about Ezzy. I know Ezzy. And so names can mean different things to different people. One for legal purposes, one for intimacy and friendship. What's your name? What's in your name? Every year, some news media will put out the most popular baby's name for the year. And they said last year, the popular female names were Eva, Olivia, Emma. The male name was Noah and Lem. All of which carries some meaning or the other. When a baby is about to be born, there are lots of excitement. But the special excitement comes not only knowing that a baby is going to be born, but what name shall we give to the baby? And if it's a first child, there is even more excitement if grandparents are involved. They want to usurp sometimes the couple's privilege to add to the name. And so they said if it's a girl, she must have not only mother's name, but grandmother's name, and some famous female's name. And if it's a boy, the same thing. And sometimes we give names that mean a lot to people, and sometimes we don't know the names. Popular names like David, if it's biblical, we know what that means. And if it's Noah or Peter or John, if it's a female and it's Mary or Esther or Ruth. And when we move to modern times, we give names that do have meanings, but sometimes it's unique to us as a culture. I have a cousin whose name is Malika. Malika Patterson. And I have a friend whose name is Ezric. And what they did was to combine the mom's name and the dad's name. When we were about to become citizens of this great country, they allow you to write on the certificate the name that you would henceforth wish to be called by. And my beloved Sister Patterson, whose name before that time was Gloria Patterson, decided that she would write Gloria Robertson Patterson, because her mother's maiden name was Robertson, so she hyphenated it. And that happens over and over where people change their names. The Bible is full of occasions when people are given names. The most famous of which is Matthew 1:21. Thou shalt call his name what? Why? Because he shall save his people from their sins. The important thing about names is the meaning, as I said, but more often in the Bible than identifying a name, as it was the most famous name, Jesus, is renaming of individuals. And like as I said, I have one name and then another name. When I grew up in my family of seven, each of my siblings had a call name, as we will call it. So my brother just before me was called Buddy. And that's an affectionate name. My eldest brother was called Nini. My second brother was called Oswald, but that wasn't his name. And on it goes. When I left home and went to elementary school, I started discovering that the fun names of my friends were not their legal names. I had Bozy as my best friend, but his name was Orin. I learned that later. And sometimes people's names are associated with events in their lives, things that happen to you. So we used to go swimming. And in Guyana, the place is mud. And sometimes the water is so milky that you can't see in the water. And a friend of mine by the name of Remington decided that one day he's going to take the first plunge into the water. But the water had brought a lot of silt and mud into its place. And when he plunged into the water, he got stuck. So henceforth until now, his name is Stick in the Mud. Because of that experience. So you give people name according to their experiences. And the Bible is no different. The great father of faith, Abraham, his name was changed from Abram to Abraham. All because of God's involvement in his life. His wife Sarah was changed from Sarai to Sarah, mother of many nations. Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, having been a trickster, a supplanter, a con man, was finally changed from Jacob to Israel, the overcomer. In the book of Hosea, chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, when the Lord first spake to Israel through Hosea, he said to Hosea, go and get married your wife will be an unfaithful prostitute. And because of that, your children will be like her. And as they began to have children, the children took on special names. The first child, a boy, was called Jezreel, meaning that The words "avenge the blood of Jezreel on the loyal king of King Jehu." In other words, the first son of Ozea was named after what God will do to the nation of Israel. The second child, a girl, God gave the name as well, Lo Ruhamah, because the Lord decided not to be merciful to the house of Israel any longer. So meanings were attached to names, and the third child of Ozea and Gomer, a boy named Lo Amni. He is the, says the Eternal no longer considered Israel his people. So God is going to contend with them. God is going to deny them. So every time Ozea saw his children, he knew what the Lord was doing. And we're coming somewhere with this. Every time the Lord hears a certain name or calls a certain name, he knows where he's going with it. There are some people in the New Testament who have been called by names as well, or given names. And one of them is in our scripture reading this morning. Let's go back to our scripture reading, if you mind. The book of John, chapter 1, verses 40 to 42. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, note the difference, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him, that Simon, to Jesus. When Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. So, the proper official legal name was Peter, was Simon, sorry. But Jesus says, I'm going to change your name from Simon to Cephas Peter. And what is interesting about this is that I asked Forbes this morning, what is his name? And he says, the one that my mom calls me when she's happy or sad. I said, give me both. And he gave me two different names. Oftentimes, spouses do that to each other. There have been times when Mrs. Patterson would call me Mr. Patterson. And there are times when I call her Pat. And the meaning of the names or the call is associated with a person's emotional status and what's going on in the relationship at the time. So when Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter, he was saying, look, I am the big rock. You are a little rock. We are rocks together. And we're going to hang out together. We're going to be buddies together. We're going to be friends together. I like you because you are like me. That's what Jesus was saying. And oftentimes, as people encounter each other in this world, they give names to the individuals as a result of the experience and as life goes on. So Jesus called Simon Peter. And as they continued to live together, there have been times when Jesus recognizes that he can't call this guy Peter anymore, but he needs to call him Simon. And that was an occasion of conflict. For in addressing his little rock, Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has begged to sift you like wheat. But I've prayed for you that you will again become Peter, the rock. And when you are converted, strengthen my sheep. What is your name? What does Jesus call you by? The name that you got baptized with, or the name that you give yourself? In some circles in this world, especially, for example, in the Roman Catholic Church, when a young lady takes the vow of being a nun, she takes on another name. When a priest becomes a cardinal or a pope, he takes on another name. And for many of us in family circles, when we change status, naturally we take on another name and we call by it. So Jesus addressed individuals and calls them by name for a specific purpose. For there are times when you would call an individual once by their name, and there are times when you would call an individual twice by their name. Abraham, after he changed the name from Abram to Abraham. Abraham, Jesus was calling Abraham's attention to the fact, now I know you are a man of faith. And in this special occasion that raises the issue to the level of conflict in your personal life and in your family life, Abraham, Abraham, slay not the child. Moses, Moses, take off your shoe from off your feet. Again, Jesus was soliciting direct, permanent, and insular attention. Jesus wanted Moses' attention alone to be focused on him. And so he called him twice. And the fact is, when he called Moses, Moses was curious to find out why. And if we fast forward and move to the New Testament, Saul, Saul, what was Saul doing? Bent on persecuting the church of God. And Jesus says, Saul, Saul, I need your attention. I need your focus. I need your involvement. Why are you persecuting me? And perhaps today Jesus is saying to someone in this church, not persecution, not slaying of one's son, but whatever else it may be, Jesus needs your attention as we begin the year 2019. And he's saying, Leah, Leah, fill in the blank. Columbus, Columbus, fill in the blank. Guy, Guy, Jesus is calling, fill in the blank. And whatever and whoever he's calling this morning, and I believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is speaking to everyone, and he's calling your name. And he's saying, fill in the blank. Paul answered, who is it, Lord? And Jesus says, why persecutest thou me? And if you can fill in the blank, if I can fill in the blank for some of us, when Jesus calls our name, he said, Lord, what do you want from me? He says, I want all of you in 2019. I want your time. I want your talents. I want your treasure. I want your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your everything. I want to be first in your life. So I'm calling your name twice. Harriet, Harriet, fill in the blank. You have looked back on 2018 and have known where resolutions began early in the year in January. And things did not work out well in 2018. But Jesus is calling again and saying, fill in the blank for 2019. What is your resolution? What does God want from you? What does God want from me? What does God want from everybody? You see, there are some people whose name have been changed in the Bible, and God is still in the name changing business. And he's calling each one of us to say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and I will give him a new name. A new name that you will recognize in Glory Land. And as you do so, you will live not only for me now, but for all eternity. Book of Revelation, we told, Revelation chapter 2 and in chapter 3, that God will give to each person a new name. Do you know what that name represents? Your growth in the life of Jesus, in a very special way, embodied by the character that you have acquired. So each person will have a special name that no other person will have, and God will not run out of names. God has already written a name in the book of life for you and for me. And God is saying, if you be faithful, when the banquet table is set, I will call your name and you will see a special seat prepared for you that no other man can sit in but you, because no other man can take your place but you. And God is saying, we shall sup together at the marriage feast of the Lamb. Amen. But before I do that, I will suffer as well. And so, to have the name change, it means my name has to be changed. For I shall be called Jesus in Matthew 1 and verse 21. But then, when you get to heaven, you will call me Savior, King of Kings. And so, according to our scripture reading, the dual call must also come to Jesus. And on his way, the last week of his ministry on earth, as he was going to Jerusalem and then to be offered up, Ellen White says, as he approached the city and saw the golden dome, and he began to reflect on all the blessings that God has bestowed upon Jerusalem, and all the goodness, that nothing more could be done, Jesus was caught up in a great throbbing of heart, a great movement of his soul, and he burst out in crying, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often shall I gather thee as a hen gathereth her chicks, but thou shalt not. And any time God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit calls you twice, it is because he needs your attention. He needs your undivided attention. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Again, I repeat the others. Oh, Saul, Saul. Oh, Simon, Simon. And then as Jesus moved on, having wept, on one occasion, he was at the house of Mary and Martha. and they were very much involved in entertaining Jesus. And Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha was preparing the meals. And very significantly, Martha protested and said, "You have Mary here with you, and I'm burdened with the preparation of this meal." And Jesus' response to her was, "Martha, Martha." That's the call of Jesus. And when he left Bethany and entered Jerusalem, moved into the Garden of Gethsemane on that night of betrayal, and accosted Judas for betraying him with a kiss, and finally got on the cross, it was Jesus who called out to his Father and said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It is the call of Jesus. Doubly he calls your name, Sister Pat, and all three Pats in here. Doubly he calls your name, Brother Roy. Doubly he calls your name, Elder Paul. Doubly he calls your name, Brother Harrison. And he's saying, stay with me in 2019. Stay with me through the thick and thin of times. Don't ever go away. And anytime you're tempted to be dismissed, to be ignored, to go away somewhere, let it be heard in your heart and mind. Chase! Chase! Do you still love me? Alexis, Alexis, do you still care for every day of 2019? The double call will come to you, and I want it to be remembered that as we go through the days and months and the year 2019, that whatever you're doing, wherever you go, Jesus will call your name. And what name is that? Only you know it. Only you know it through the power of the Holy Spirit. He may not say it as I do, Marilyn, Marilyn, but the culmination of all your experiences of life will lead you to the place and to the point where when the Holy Spirit speaks to you in a double call, you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is Jesus calling me. And your response is to be, "Here am I, Lord. What would you have me to do?" So back to the scripture reading. We've read that Jesus changed the name of Simon to Peter. And from all accounts of all the other double calls, Jesus called people by their right name or their official name. What Jesus should have said on this occasion, if he followed the trend, he should have said, "Peter, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat." But he called him Simon, and therein lies the significance. Unlike Abraham, Abraham, unlike Saul, Saul, Jesus says, "Peter," instead of "Peter, Peter," he says, "Simon, Simon." Jesus was actually saying to Simon at that moment, "At this moment, I perceive and I know that it is not well with your soul. I know that the old Simon is about to rise up. I know that the old Simon is about to betray and to deny and to curse. I know that the old man is about to express himself in such a manner that does not bespeak of walking with me. So I'm calling him by that name to let him know that I know what he's thinking deep in his heart, even though it does not yet come to the surface. And Jesus is saying, I still love you in your olden way. I remember just after I became a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, my cousin was accusing me of not being converted. And so he said, Ezzy, you remember when we used to do so and so and this and that? And Ezzy, do you remember when we used to go here and go there? And Ezzy, do you remember so and so persons? And I put my hands down and lift my chest up high, and I said, brother, the Ezzy you know is dead. I am not Ezzy the past. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. May Jesus find each one of you with a name change, that when he comes, he will not call you by your old name and your old nature, but by the one which is given to you for this reason, to be saved in your eternal kingdom. I understand that people change their names when they become entertainers. Miley Cyrus, she said her name was actually, her friends call her Smiley. And so it became Miley. But her real name is Destiny Hope Cyrus. John Legend, very popular African-American. His name is Roger Stevens. Queen Latifah is not her name. She was born Dana Elaine Owens. I don't know what is your character development. I don't know what is the trend of your and trajectory of your life. But I pray that by the indications of all things, your attendance at church, your reading of the word, your prayer life, you're sharing, that the direction is towards God and not man. And if you're seeking to change your name, it is going to be in the right direction. Amen. So, what is your name? Some people's names continue to be Hope. There are people whose name is Faith. There are some whose name is Sarah. Some whose name is Love, some whose name is Prudence. And some people give themselves nicknames that they alone know. But today, Jesus is saying to you and to me, I'm going to give unto you not only what I've done to Peter, but I'm going to give you the promise of a new name. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Revelation. I don't ask for many texts, but I ask for this one. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. Want to read it, what it says? He that hath an ear, let him do what? What the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. That's one thing. It's going to be food. And will give him a white stone. And in the stone what? Which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. I challenge you to take that inward look as we begin 2019. To take that deep look inside of your heart Know yourself. Know your trajectory. Know your weaknesses. Know your strength. Know your source of power. Know your God. For this name that is given to you, no man knoweth it but you. And as you traverse this earth in 2019 and continue to interact with your fellow human being, know that they are saying in their hearts, if ever they say, I know him or I know her, says, no, you don't. You know me to an extent. For Jesus has given me a name which no man knoweth except the one who receives it, and that's me. And the only way you can have indications of what my name is our interaction with each other. So today, my brothers and sisters, as we contemplate going forward in 2019, I bequeath to you the power of God through his word, that he has given to each one of you a new name. And the question is, as we come by the grace of God to 2019, that you have a clearer concept of what that name is. Because if you don't know, you are on the other side. He that overcometh knows their name. He that doesn't will be destroyed. May the name that comes to each one of us come in the gift of love, come in the gift of faith, come in the gift of hope, that as we live, whatever else people may call us, whatever else they may ascribe to us, we know our name. And so I can say to my friends, the Ezzy you know is gone. The Ezzy you know is dead. The Ezzy you know does not exist anymore, for I am a new creature in Christ Jesus, my Lord. May God grant you that new name with the meaning that you alone know. And if you wish to share a secret, tell it to the most significant person in your life, which in they already know your name because they know you the best. God bless you. Enjoy your new name in 2019. And as you continue to live, live for Jesus and listen to the double call. And when he calls doubly, answer to his name's honor and glory. God bless you. Happy New Year for 2019. And may we live a joyous life until he comes. Let us bow our heads in prayer. God of all creation, we love you because you first loved us. You have given to each one a name, O God. And so many times in our lives, in crisis or in joy, you call our names twice to get our attention. Father, we each know what our name is this morning. Not the one given to us by our parents or by our friends, but the one given to us by you. May we respond at all times in obedience to your call. And may 2019 be a year of grand and great endeavors, that we live the overcomer's life and find ourselves in a place with you in paradise. Bless us to this end, we ask and we thank you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say, Amen.